me to 2 Kings chapter 2, verse number 6.
Vamos a Segunda de Reyes, capítulo 2 y verso 6.
There is a move in the Spirit today, and God is wanting to break through every single barrier that is in the house today.
Hay un mover del Espíritu, el Señor quiere quebrantar cada barrera que hay en el Espíritu.
We're finishing up our series, The Old Path, today.
Estamos acabando, terminando la serie, La Senda Antigua.
And I believe by the end of this service that the Lord will move in a mighty way.
Yo sé que el Señor se va a mover poderosamente después de este servicio.
Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on.
Y Elías le dijo, "Te ruego que te quedes aquí, porque Jehová me ha enviado al Jordán." Y él le dijo, "Vive Jehová y vive tu alma, que no te dejaré." Fueron pues ambos.
Today, we end the series at the Jordan.
Hoy terminamos la serie en el Jordán.
Would you put your Bibles down? Would you lift your hands?
Ponga sus Biblias a un lado, hay que orar.
Jesus, we pray that every care would be cast before your feet today. I pray today by the authority of your word, by the power of your spirit, Lord, that you would rush into this place, that you would do what only you can do, God. I pray today for every demonic force that has tried to come against your people, every witch that has prayed against this church. I bind the influence in the name of Jesus. You have no authority here. Your curses don't work here. And I release the perfect will of God in this house. I pray today that a spirit of truth would flow through this place, God. I pray, Lord, that the sword of the Spirit would cut down every single thing, Lord, that is not of you, every mindset, every spirit that is in objection to you. I pray, Father, today that you would cut away the dead things in our life, Lord. Anything that does not please you, Lord, I pray today that you would purify us, cleanse us with fire, God. I pray today, Lord, that you would have your way in this place, God. I thank you, Lord, for the revival that is happening amongst your people. I thank you, Lord, for the harvest that is coming. I thank you, Lord, that it's now. I thank you, Father, for what you are doing now. I thank you, God, for what you are doing in us now. And I pray today, Lord, that we would cross over into new things individually and corporately, God. I pray today, Lord, that we would walk in the prophetic callings that you have called us to walk in. I pray, God, that you would expand our vision, expand our mindset, expand our prayer, expand, Lord, the dominion and the authority that we have through your delegated authority in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands to the Lord today. Would you lift up your voice to him? Would you lift up your voice to him? Hallelujah! 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 In the name of Jesus, turn to your neighbor. Let them know how good they look. Shake their hands.
Voltee a su vecino. Dígale que tan bonito se ve, tan hermoso.
Repent if you lied.
Arrepiéntase si ha mentido.
So that you can receive the word today.
Para que usted pueda
may be seated
la
in Jesus' name.
Se pueden sentar en el nombre de Jesús.
As we continue in this series, we started in the locations that Elijah took the young prophet Elisha through.
Aquí donde cuando comenzamos esta serie, comenzamos donde Elías llevó a Eliseo a través de este camino.
If this is your first time here today, or if you have not been here for the series that we've been doing, I encourage you to go back and to listen so that you will understand these four or these three different locations that we spoke on.
Si esta es su primera vez aquí, les animo que oigan los mensajes pasados para que puedan entender lo que estamos hablando.
But a brief recap as we went through Gilgal, Bethel, and Jericho.
Hablamos de Gilgal, Betel, Jericho, y ahora Jordán.
Each of these significant locations with types and shadows of our discipleship walk with the Lord.
Todos estos eran tipos de nuestra jornada como discípulos de Cristo.
As we walk through these locations spiritually, there are things that God is trying to teach us and trying to bring us through on this path.
Mientras nosotros caminamos estos caminos, esta jornada espiritualmente, el Señor nos quiere enseñar algunas cosas a través de estas cosas.
And so we find ourselves at this last location, Jordan.
Llegamos aquí al último lugar, Jordán.
This is the final destination that Elisha went on his journey with the old prophet Elijah.
Aquí estamos al fin donde llegó Elías y se trajo a Eliseo.
Now we have been looking into deeper meanings of these words and the typology and the geography even of these locations.
Estamos estudiando lo más profundo de esas palabras, de estos lugares aún.
But as we end this series today at Jordan, I want to talk to you for a brief moment about truth.
Mientras terminamos esta serie aquí en Jordán, les quiero hablar de la verdad.
And how our approach needs to be whenever we receive truth, whenever we receive revelation knowledge from the Lord.
Y cómo nosotros tenemos que actuar cuando nos llega la revelación, la verdad.
What is this right here?
¿Qué es esto aquí?
$5 bill.
Son $5.
Sister Marcella, can I have your seat for this $5?
¿Me da su asiento por $5?
Is that possible? I know you didn't pay for it. It's okay, here. All right. Can I have your seat now?
Le vendió su silla por
I just
cinco
bought
dólares.
Your seat, right? So here's the thing. I'm hoping somebody didn't steal it. You see, I hid something here.
Escondió algo a él ahí.
What is this?
¿Qué es esto?
So if you look under your seats, each of you.
Mire bajo su asiento.
You get it. Proverbs 23:23 says, buy the truth and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding.
Proverbios 23:23 dice, compra la verdad y no la vendas, la sabiduría, la enseñanza y la inteligencia.
Matthew 13 goes through a proverb or a parable from the Lord. And he said in Matthew 13:44, and this is the New Living Translation, he says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again, and he sold everything that he owned to get enough money to buy the field.
Además, el reino de los cielos es semejante a un tesoro escondido en un campo, el cual un hombre halla y lo esconde de nuevo, y gozoso por ello va y vende todo lo que tiene y compra aquel campo.
It goes into another verse and it says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant on the lookout for choice pearls. When he discovered a pearl of great value, he sold everything he owned and bought it.
Mateo 13:45, también el reino de los cielos es semejante al mercador que busca buenas perlas, que habiendo hallado una perla preciosa fue y vendió todo lo que tenía y la compró.
We have a problem when it comes to truth.
Tenemos un problema cuando se trata de la verdad.
We're so easy to sell out when it comes to truth.
Somos muy fáciles de vender la verdad.
Some of us need to get a passion that is burning deep within us, that there is nothing that anyone can offer me except the truth.
Muchos de nosotros necesitamos una pasión que dice, no voy a vender esta verdad.
When I come to this house and when I receive the word of God, when I receive the truth of God, it should be more precious than anything else.
Cuando yo vengo a esta casa y recibo la palabra de Dios, tiene que ser más preciosa de cualquier otra cosa.
The question has been asked for centuries, what is truth?
La pregunta se ha preguntado por los siglos, ¿Qué es la verdad?
And this is the search that mankind has been on for since the beginning of time. What is truth?
La humanidad ha estado buscando esto. ¿Qué es la verdad?
But as we live here today, how many are thankful for the truth of God that we have found in the gospel of Jesus Christ?
Mientras estamos viviendo hoy, ¿cuántos de ustedes están agradecidos que hemos encontrado la verdad de Jesucristo?
There is nothing greater than the gospel of Jesus Christ.
No hay nada más grande que el evangelio de Jesucristo.
There is nothing greater than knowing Jesus.
No hay nada más grande de conocer a Jesús.
But does our life show that we believe that?
Pero nuestra vida muestra que lo creemos.
Does our life show that we believe that?
Nuestra vida muestra esto.
As we go to the Jordan, there are some things that the Lord is wanting to teach us.
Mientras vamos al Jordán, hay algunas cosas que el Señor nos quiere enseñar.
Now, out of all of the locations, the Jordan is one of the most significant of them all.
De todos estos lugares, el Jordán es uno de los más importantes.
Not only because of its history with the people of Israel.
No simplemente por la historia con el pueblo de Israel.
But the geography even has some pretty revelatory things that we could find.
Pero donde está localizado también.
I want you to put up the map of, it's the location of Israel and Canaan. But as you see here, the River Jordan is what separated the people of Israel from their promised land, Canaan.
Aquí es donde usted ve que el río de Jordán es que él separaba el pueblo de Israel a su tierra prometida.
The Jordan is a significant location because it literally means the descender.
El Jordán es importante porque quiere decir el que baja.
Now the name is connected with the Hebrew verb. Help me out, all right? Yarad.
Yarad.
So that's the Hebrew word.
La palabra en hebreo.
Which means to come or to go down.
De venir o bajar.
The verb is very common in Hebrew.
El verbo es muy común en el hebreo.
So we see in Exodus 32:1, and this is a section of it. It says, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai.
En Éxodos 32:1 dice, y Moisés bajó del monte Sinaí.
But in its normal meaning, it deals with matters of the flesh.
Pero en otras versiones, otras definiciones de esta palabra, se trata de la carne.
It deals with matters of the flesh and the spirit.
Se trata de la carne y el espíritu.
And so let's go to Isaiah 63:6.
Vamos a Isaías 63:6.
This is examples for where this Hebrew word was used.
Es donde vemos esta palabra siendo usada.
It says, and I have trodden down the peoples in mine anger and made them drunk in my fury, and their blood have I brought down to the earth.
Y con mi ira oye los pueblos y los embregué, y mi furor derramé en tierra su sangre.
Amos 3:11. Therefore thus says the Lord, an adversary even round about the land, and he shall bring down your strength from you, and the palaces shall be pillaged. Amos 3:11.
Por tanto Jehová el Señor ha dicho así, un enemigo vendrá por todos lados de la tierra y derribará tu fortaleza, y tus palacios serán sacudados.
Proverbs 21:22.
Proverbios 21:22.
A wise man scales the city of the mighty and brings down the stronghold in which they trust.
Tomó el sabio la ciudad de los fuertes y derribó la fuerza en aquella en que ella confiaba.
Now I know I just went through a lot of scriptures and they're not related to this topic per se.
Hablé de muchas escrituras y no se trata de ese tópico.
But these are examples of the word being used in reference to a man's strength being taken down.
Estos son ejemplos de la de un hombre que su fuerza es derramada.
Now you'll see here in the map as they put it back up that there is a river or a stream called Jabbok.
Vemos aquí que hay un río que se llama Jabbok.
There is also a location called Cherith, which you will find in the book of Kings. I believe it's the first or second, where Elijah has ravens bring him food.
Aquí vemos un lugar que se llama Cherith, en inglés, que Elías trae, que le traigan comida las aves.
And so if I've lost you already, I'm going to go through a brief recap, okay?
Si lo ha perdido, estén conmigo ahorita.
The people of Israel came out of Egypt, and they crossed over the Red Sea.
El pueblo de Israel salieron de Egipto y cruzaron el Mar Rojo.
The Red Sea is in this location.
El Mar Rojo está por aquí.
But what happened is they disobeyed the Lord because they came up to the Jordan.
Desobedecieron al Señor porque llegaron al Jordán.
They sent spies into the land.
Mandaron espías a la tierra.
And they came, and 10 of them came back with an evil report.
Y 10 llegaron con un reporte malo.
They came back and they said, hey, there's a bunch of giants there. There's people there. We're never going to defeat the inhabitants of this land.
Vinieron, dijeron, hay gigantes en la tierra, nunca los vamos a vencer.
So we see ourselves as grasshoppers.
Nos vemos como personas pequeñas.
Here's the thing is when God says to go do something, make sure you do it.
Esa es la cosa, cuando el Señor dice que haga algo, háganlo.
And so because they disobeyed the word of God, they were stuck in the wilderness for over 40 years.
Porque desobedecieron al Señor y estuvieron en el desierto por 40 años.
And so you can go on different atlases and see the journey that the Israelites made. They basically went around in circles.
Usted puede ver, puede estudiar la jornada del pueblo de Israel y simplemente fueron en círculos.
So hear me right now. You could continue to go around in cycle after cycle, or you could answer what God has called you to do.
Óigame, usted puede ir seguir yendo en ciclo, o poner atención y hacer lo que el Señor le ha dicho.
And so what happened is that the entire generation that came from Egypt died off in the wilderness.
Lo que pasó, toda la generación que salió de Egipto murió en el desierto.
Beside Caleb and Joshua, who came back with a report saying, we can take on the land.
Menos Caleb y Josué que dijeron, nosotros podemos vencer y tomar la tierra.
40 years passed.
40 años pasaron.
And now Moses has died. He's seen the promised land.
Y ahora Moisés murió. Él vio la tierra prometida.
But he was not allowed to go in.
Pero él no pudo entrar.
And so Joshua rises up.
Josué se levanta.
And he gathers the men of Israel and says, sanctify yourselves, get ready, we're about to cross over.
Él junta al pueblo de Israel y dice, santifíquense, vamos a cruzar al otro lado.
And so this is that same Jordan that they crossed over.
Este es el Jordán que ellos cruzaron.
This is that Jordan that they crossed over and defeated Jericho.
Este es el río que cruzaron para vencer a Jericó.
But here's the thing is that this Jordan represents something spiritually.
Este Jordán representa algo espiritualmente.
Now, Jabbok, I don't even know if I'm saying it right.
Jabbok.
Jabbok. Jabbok, whatever. That stream.
Este río.
As well as Cherith.
También este lugar. Cherith.
Which the Bible says comes in from the east as well.
Que viene del este.
Get this. So the Jordan means descending.
El Jordán quiere decir que está bajando.
Jabbok means emptying.
Jabbok quiere decir que está vaciándose.
And Cherith means cutting.
Y Cherith quiere decir cortando.
The Jordan represents a spiritual death.
El Jordán quiere significar una muerte espiritualmente.
The Jordan represents the eternal principle of what it means to walk in the resurrected life.
El Jordán quiere representar espiritualmente qué quiere es vivir la vida resucitada.
If we are ever going to enter in to his promised land.
Si vamos a entrar a su tierra prometida.
There is a descending, there is a bringing down of our human nature and our human strength.
Tenemos que bajar, quitar esta carne, nuestras fuerzas.
There is a emptying of ourselves that has to come before the Lord.
Tenemos que vaciarnos de nosotros mismos.
To God, there is nothing good in me.
Para el Señor no hay nada bueno en mí.
There is an emptying so that he can fill me.
Tengo que vaciarme para que él me pueda llenar.
And there is a cutting away of dead things in my life.
Tenemos que cortar cosas muertas en nuestras vidas.
You get that just from the Jordan.
Esto simplemente del Jordán.
You see that there, that when you cross over, you cross into the resurrected life.
Cuando usted cruza una vida resucitada.
And this is where we come to the eternal principle that is found. This is the truth that I am talking about.
Esta es la verdad que llegamos, esta es la verdad que estamos hablando.
Turn with me to Philippians 3:10.
Vamos a Filipenses 3:10.
It says, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain the resurrection from the dead.
Filipenses 3:10, a fin de conocerle el poder de la resurrección y la participación de sus padecimientos, llegando por semejante a él a su muerte.
It is at the Jordan where we learn the true meaning of the death and the resurrection.
Ahí en el Jordán reconocemos la verdad, la significancia de la muerte.
We can know the word.
Podemos conocer la palabra.
But when you cross over, you must be the word.
Pero cuando cruzamos, tienes que ser la palabra.
There has to be a place where you become the embodiment of the Word of God. People have the head knowledge.
Las personas saben esto.
There's people that know the Word.
Conocen la palabra.
But God has called us to be, not the Logos, but to be the Word.
Pero el Señor nos ha llamado a ser la palabra.
To be the embodiment, the hands, the feet of Jesus.
A ser la palabra, las manos, los pies de Cristo.
And it could only happen when you empty yourself, when you let him cut away the dead things in your life.
Y solo puede pasar cuando usted se vacía de uno mismo.
Lift your hands to the Lord.
Levanta sus manos hacia el Señor.
Jesus. Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us. John 12:24. I preach it all the time. Verily, verily, I say unto you, unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
De cierto os digo que si el grano de trigo no cae en la tierra y muere, queda solo, pero si muere, lleva mucho fruto.
He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal.
El que ama su vida la perderá, y el que la aborrece la vida en este mundo para vida eterna la guardará.
There is no growth without vulnerability.
Usted no puede crecer si no es vulnerable.
You will not grow if you are not vulnerable with God.
Usted no va a crecer si no es honesto con el Señor.
If you do not give all of your being to Jesus.
Si usted no le da todo lo que es a Jesús.
You see, this is the difference between crossing over the Red Sea and the Jordan.
Esa es la diferencia de cruzando el Mar Rojo y el Jordán.
It's that it's in the wilderness that you learn how to die.
Es en el desierto cuando aprendes a morir.
It's in the wilderness that you learn how to trust in God.
Es en el desierto cuando aprendes a confiar en Dios.
But crossing over the Jordan is where we enter in to the death.
Pero cruzando el Jordán, entras a la muerte.
It's where we enter in to the promised land.
Entras a la tierra prometida.
But promise only comes with death to self.
La promesa solo simplemente viene con la muerte a uno mismo.
You will never grow or go further until you learn how to die.
Usted nunca va a crecer o seguir más adelante hasta que usted aprenda a morir.
I'm here to tell you today that some of you are right at the brink of the Jordan, and God is saying, get ready to cross over.
Algunos de ustedes están allí al borde del Jordán y el Señor le está diciendo, pónganse listos.
Here's the thing, is that you can't hurt a dead man.
Esta es la cosa, que un hombre muerto no se puede herir. No lo puede lastimar.
You can't hurt a dead man.
No puede lastimar un hombre muerto.
You can't injure a dead man.
No se puede lastimar un hombre muerto.
He's dead.
Está muerto.
This is the new season.
Esta es la nueva temporada.
Of when you're walking dead to self.
Cuando uno está caminando muerto a uno mismo.
Dead to the old man.
Muerto al hombre viejo.
And you walk in the resurrected life.
Y usted camina en una vida resucitada.
We join him in the fellowship of his sufferings.
Nos unimos con él en su sufriendo.
The mindset goes from oh me, oh my.
La mentalidad se cambia de oh yo.
To we rejoice.
Me regocijo.
In the suffering.
En lo sufriendo.
The disciples, when they were beaten.
Los discípulos fueron maltratados.
When they were spit on.
Les maltrataron.
They were stoned.
Les pedrearon.
Cut up.
Les cortaron.
They said, we find it joy.
Dijeron, nos gozamos.
That we would be counted worthy.
Que nos encontramos dignos.
To share.
Para compartir.
In the fellowship.
La confraternidad.
Of his suffering.
De su sufrimiento.
You can't hurt a dead man.
Usted no puede lastimar a un hombre muerto.
Jesus. Lift your hands with me.
Levante sus manos.
I want you to pray in the spirit for a few moments.
Ore en el espíritu.
Jesus. Andalamas otolobok oramasa. Andalamos okoramasa. Yalalamas ayotolamos okorama. Siatolorobokarasa. How often will you rely on your own strength?
¿Cuántas veces usted confía en sus propias fuerzas?
How often will we not fully trust him?
¿Cuántas veces no vamos a confiar en él completamente?
The signs are here, church.
Las señales están aquí.
He's coming soon.
Él viene pronto.
He's coming soon.
Él viene pronto.
What dead things are you holding on to?
¿Qué cosas muertas estás agarrando?
What cares are you holding on to?
¿Qué cuidados tienes agarrados?
How much do we really care about Chicago?
¿Qué tanto tú quieres a la ciudad de Chicago?
How much do we really care that souls are dying every day?
¿Qué tanto nos importa que las almas están muriendo?
How much do we care that people are burning in a lake of fire right now?
¿Qué tanto nos importa que hay gente muriéndose en un lago de fuego?
How much do you truly care?
¿Qué tanto te importa verdaderamente?
This is the prophecy I began with in this series.
Esta es la profecía que comencé yo en el principio.
I'm closing.
Estoy por terminar.
Said, thus says the Lord. Stand by the ways and see and ask for the ancient paths.
Así dice el Señor, póngase a un lado del camino, mire y busque dónde están las sendas antiguas.
Where the good way is, and walk in it.
Dónde está el camino bueno, y camina en él.
I want you to close your eyes right now, and you will find rest for your souls.
Y encontrarás descanso por tus almas.
But they said, we will not walk in it.
Pero dijeron, no caminaremos en ellas.
There is a hungry generation of apostolic people.
Hay una generación apostólica que tiene hambre.
Believing.
Que cree.
Seeking.
Buscando.
For the mantles.
Los mantos.
From the previous generation.
De las generaciones antiguas.
Mantles of heroes in the faith.
Mantos de héroes en la fe.
That have gone on to their eternal reward.
Que se han ido a la eternidad.
Mantles of prayer.
Mantos de oración.
Fasting.
De ayuno.
Study of the Word of God.
De escudriñar la palabra de Dios.
Spirit-led evangelism that changed the world.
Evangelismo dirigido por el Espíritu que cambió el mundo.
This current hungry generation is seeking.
Esta generación está buscando.
Believing and searching for these mantles.
Creyendo, buscando estos mantos.
And the Spirit of the Lord continues to say.
Y el Espíritu del Señor sigue diciendo.
That it can only be found in one place.
Que simplemente se puede encontrar en un lugar.
The old path.
La senda antigua.
It's in this path that the mantles have been left behind.
En esta senda que los mantos se han dejado.
Men and women of God that walked with him.
Hombres y mujeres de Dios que caminaron con él.
It's old. It's worn out. It's a dusty path.
Está viejo, está antiguo. Hay mucho polvo en este camino.
And there are mantles there that have been left by the previous generation of men and women who walked with God on that old path.
Hay mantos que se han sido dejados en ese camino.
These mantles will not drop out of the sky.
Estos mantos no van a caer del cielo.
But we must pick them up.
Pero los tenemos que levantar.
Church, there is no way around prayer, fasting, the word of God, and sacrifice and spirit-led evangelism.
Iglesia, no nos podemos olvidar de la oración, el ayuno, el estudiar la palabra de Dios y alcanzando almas a través del Espíritu.
Stand with me.
Póngase de pie.
I woke up this morning.
Me levanté esta mañana.
Around 3 a.m.
A las 3 de la mañana.
Felt fine.
Me sentí bien.
And I woke back up at my normal time at 5.
Y me levanté a las 5.
And I had woken up from a demonic dream.
Y desperté de un sueño demónico.
I'm not going to go into exactly what it was.
No voy a decir lo que fue.
But I know this, that there has been demonic forces, people that are led by those demonic forces that have been praying against this church.
Yo sé esto, que hay demonios, hay personas que están orando contra esta iglesia.
And that makes me happy.
Y eso me hace feliz.
But I woke up and I felt such a physical manifestation of fear.
Pero desperté y sentí un temor físicamente.
So much so that I thought that there may have been somebody in my house.
Tanto que yo pensé que había alguien en mi casa.
Or outside.
O afuera.
And normally when things like this happen,
normal, cuando esto pasa,
I don't feel that.
No siento esto.
But I believe that there is a exposure that is coming.
Pero yo creo que viene algo sobre nosotros.
That is going to shake the city of Chicago.
Disculpen, que va a sacudir la ciudad de Chicago.
And this is what I know.
Esto lo que sé.
Is that while it seems like there's more that are against us.
Aún se siente que hay más contra nosotros.
While it seems like there's a lot of opposition with you specifically.
Se siente que hay mucha oposición personalmente.
As Elisha said to his young man.
Eliseo Elías le dijo a Eliseo,
there are more that are fighting for us than you can see.
Hay más con nosotros que tú puedes ver.